The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 98 through 99, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 4, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Translation: putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatana Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Sanatana Goswami said, "I was born in a low family, and my associates are low-class men, are all low-class men. I myself am fallen and am the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism."
Sanatana Goswami, approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, the then Pathan government in Bengal. So since he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to retire from political life and join this movement. So there's a long history. When he wanted to resign, the Nawab became very angry because Nawab was depending on him for the ruling of the kingdom. He was free, but when Sanatana Goswami proposed to retire, he became very much disturbed. Long history. So anyway, he escaped from the government service, and with great difficulty he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was at Varanasi, Benares. So now he is acharya. Sanatana Goswami is acharya. Acharya vijaniya, manga vijaniya, acharya upasanam. This is the recommendation of Vedic knowledge. One should worship the acharya. So Sanatana Goswami was made acharya. Haridas Thakur was made acharya. Acharya means one who knows the meaning of shastra, personally behaves according to the shastra, and teaches his disciple accordingly. He is called acharya. So Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his personal behavior how to approach Guru. That he is teaching. Tabe Sanatana Prabhu Charane Tariya. To approach Guru, the first business is surrender. That is, everywhere in the Vedic literature, that is the process. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanistham. In the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarshina. First of all, Guru means tattva-darshi, one who knows the absolute truth, is Guru. Absolute truth is Krishna. Mattaparataram narnyat kinchidasti dharanjaya. All previous acharyas, modern acharyas, they accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. In India, there are at the present moment, within 1,000 years, all the acharyas who had maintained Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, even Shankaracharya, all accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. So, yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanta. He has appeared as devotee. He appeared first of all as the Supreme Lord Krishna, and he instructed Bhagavad Gita to the fallen souls, and he asserted his lordship, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. But puffed up, so-called learned scholars and men of position, they declined, "Why shall I surrender to Krishna?" Therefore, Krishna himself as devotee of Krishna appeared. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself by his teaching how to approach Krishna. And his disciples, they are also teaching the same philosophy. There is no difference between Krishna's philosophy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. It is not that we can manufacture some philosophy. That is nonsense. Philosophy is one. Religion is one. Everyone has to follow. There is no second alternative. That is the preaching about Ma may come. Not that whatever you like you can do. No. That is not. Ma may come. Simply Krishna. There are some missionaries, they say that you can manufacture your own way of worship, and whatever you accept, that is all right. These bogus things are not accepted by the acharyas. Mam ekam, Krishna, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. If you want to understand what is Bhagavan, that is Krishna. Bhagavan. Religion means to understand Bhagavan. The other day, we were consulting dictionary. Religion means the process by which we can understand the Supreme Controller. There is a Supreme Controller. As in every department, in every state, every affair, every business, every institution, there is a controller. That is our experience, practical. Without controller, nothing can be properly discharged. Controller is required. So, the Shastra says, the controller or ruler is the same, and the Sanskrit synonym is Ishara. Ishara means controller, a ruler. So there are different kinds of controllers according to time, sphere. Just like in your country, the president is the controller. In other country, somebody he is controller. So there are many hundreds and thousands of planets within this universe, and each and every planet there is a controller. The sun planet, there is a controller. His name is Vibhushan, that we find Similarly, the moon planet, there is a controller. Every planet, there is a controller. And above all of them, there is another supreme controller of the universe, the Brahma. And there are many millions of Brahmandas or universes. So there are controllers. But so far Krishna is concerned, he is described in the Shastra, Brahma Sangita, Ishara Parama Krishna. There are controllers, but the supreme controller is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. Sachidananda Vigraha, he is form. Yes, form. Bhagavan means with form. We see the form here. Vigraha. Vigraha means form. But his form is different from ours. He is Satchit Ananda. His form is eternal. However, this form is not eternal. We have to give it up. We have to accept another form according to our karma. Tatha dehantara prapti. But Krishna hasn't got to do that. He is in his original form. He has got many forms, expansion, but his original form is Krishna, with two hands and flows. Venum kandantam aramindra dalayataksam varahavatam samasitam buddha-sundarangam kandatpa-koti-kapaniya-viseśa-sobham govindamānyam tamaham. Krishna's symbolic representation is always playing on flute. And Varahavatamsa, we tell it, peacock feather. These are described in the Vedic literature. It is not that we worship Krishna as imaginary form of God. No. As the Mayavadis, they say that you can imagine any form of God. No, that is not the fact. God has his original form, real form, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakaranaka. So, if we understand, if we want to understand Krishna, interested, because Krishna cannot be understood very easily. It is not possible. Manushanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaya. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit veti mam tat. Krishna said, out of many millions of persons, one is interested how to become siddha. Siddha means liberated. One who is not entangled with this material atmosphere. He is called siddha. So, out of many millions of people, one may be interested how to become free from this material entanglement. And jatatamapi siddhyanam, and out of many such siddhas, one may understand Krishna. Kaschit veti mam tat. So it is not so easy to understand Krishna. But when Krishna comes personally as a devotee and shows us the ways and means how to approach Krishna, then it becomes easier. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we follow the methods, the method prescribed by Krishna is very easy, but still, because we misunderstand Krishna, therefore if we go through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can easily understand Krishna. That is recognized by Rupa Goswami, the younger brother of Sanatana Goswami. Two of them were ministers. So Rupa Goswami has described Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauradhi Sri Namaha. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna. Now this time you have appeared as Krishna Chaitanya in order to give everyone Krishna. Krishna made some condition. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. But here now as devotee of Krishna, you are distributing Krishna without any condition. Therefore, Mahabadana, you are the most beneficent incarnation. So, somehow or other, Sanatana Goswami, he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He resigned his ministerial post and he has come to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was in Benares. Therefore it is said, Tabe Sanatana Prabhu Charane Dhariya. So when he approached Guru, our first condition is that we must be humble and surrender, pranipat, prakishta rupena nipat. Then, seva, to serve the spiritual master. Jasya prasadat, to gain his favor. Jasya prasadat, bhagavat prasadat. This is the process. The Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami is teaching how to approach Guru. So, very humbly, dante trina loya. In India, the system is that to symbolic representation of humbleness is to take one piece of grass in the mouth, then it is to be understood that he is coming very submissively. Now this system is not current, but formerly it was. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati also said like that, Danti nidhāyati nakam padayo nipatya kritya chaham kākusatam brahmāmi. He was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahāprabhu and he also taught us how to preach Krishna consciousness, becoming very humble. Humbler, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also instructed us, Tirarapi sunechena, tarorapi sahishnuna, omarina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. This time, Kali Yuga is very, very fallen. People are very, very much fallen. Mandasa mandamataya. Practically 10% of the population at the present moment, they are manda. Manda means of low value or very bad manda or very slow. There are several meanings of manda. So in this age, all the people, they are manda. Manda sumandamata. And because they are generally very bad, everyone has got a process of spiritual realization. First of all, they are not interested. Manda. Our real value of life, human being, means spiritual understanding. This human life is meant for spiritual understanding. Athāta brahma jñāsa. Absolute truth. That is the only business. But on account of being manda, we have invented so many other occupational duties. That is a fact. Not according to Vaishnava philosophy, but that's a fact. We may improve the standard of living condition. The living condition, that is bodily concepts of life. I am sitting in this comfortable singhasana. That's all I can sit down also on the floor. it does not make much difference according to time, circumstances. So, life, so we are combination of spirit and matter. This body is matter, and the moving force which is moving this body, that is spirit soul. So we are, Manda, we are so dull that the highest learned man and the so-called scientist and philosopher, they cannot understand this distinction. They think this body is everything, but that is not the fact. Body is not everything. The moving power of the body is the spirit soul. We are repeatedly trying to convince people the simple truth, but they are so dull-headed, they cannot understand. So they have been described as animals. This śāstra, they say, Jasyātma-vṛtti-kuna-peti-dhātuke sadhik-kalantrādi-subhauma. This is my country, Bhauma. I am born in America or I am born in India, so it is mine. It is my country. How long you remain America? How long you remain India? They do not. But they are mad after this conception of life, bodily conception. Bhauma-jadhi, jatītha-buddhi, salile-nakarichi. People in every community, religious community, there is tīrtha. Tīrtha one holy place. So they go, they take bath. Just like in India, they go to Haridwar or Vrindavan or Prayag, take bath in the Ganges or Jamuna. Similarly, Christians, they go to take bath in the river Jordan. So everyone has got jatītha-buddhi-salile. Natat-janeshu-avignesu-sayeva-gokhara. This kind of life is gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ashes. Without understanding the value of life, natat-janeshu-avignesu, without associating with avigya, learned, spiritual, master, if he passes his life this understanding, then he is no better than the cows and asses. This is the body. So therefore, Sanatana Goswami, he is very learned man in that time, because it was Mohammedan time, they used to learn very nicely Arabic and Parsi, Persian language, just like during British period we had to learn English. Similarly, the state language was somewhere Arabic and somewhere Parsi, and sometimes they are called mixed, that is called Urdu. So he was learned scholar. And he was also born of very nice Brahmin family. Sanatana Goswami, Sarasat Brahman. Born Brahmin family, well educated, minister, everything. But he presents himself Nīca Jāti, Nīca Saṅgi Patita Adham, Kupiśaya Kupe Pari Kvain. He has understood that the so-called bodily conception that I am rich man, I am very learned man, I am Brahmi or I am American, these are useless, understand. One who understands like that, he is, Sanatana Goswami, he is a nijyat, the bodily conception of life, nijyat, nijyati, nijsangi. Why the bodily concept of life? Because the association is bad. At the present moment, we do not get any education or good association to understand our real identity. That is the difficulty. Therefore he says, nich sangi potita adham. Adham means the lowest of the mankind. Potita means fallen. If one does not understand his real interest, he is called fallen. So what is our real interest? By evolutionary process, after going through so many forms of life, jalajana valakkhani sthavara lakkavinsati kirvayo rudra sankhaka, in this way, 8 million forms of life, and we have got this human form right now. So this life is specially meant for athāta brahma jinyasa, simply to understand our spiritual identity, the absolute truth. That is the only business. But we have got the intelligence more than the cats and dogs. They cannot inquire about the spiritual identity. And if we keep ourselves in darkness without understanding our spiritual identity, then we are no better than the dead dogs and cats. That's what he said, nijjati. I have no information about this. Nijjati, just like dogs, it is a class. The nij. Of course, in your country, dog is very pet. Now we are learning also in India. How to keep a dog and become aristocratic. So now there is big dog show in New Delhi. But actually, in India, although dog was not neglected, in a neighborhood, if there is a dog, people will give him food, but not allowed to enter into the house. They will be not allowed. The dog is also turned up. They will come to your door and sit down and move his tail. Give me some food, and people will give. But he is not allowed to enter. The dog Chandala is not allowed. So there is distinction, caste distinction, according to spiritual advancement. These Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, these are higher class or lower class, according to his spiritual understanding. But one who is elevated in spiritual understanding, he is Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahman. Brahman doesn't mean simply, of course in this age, Brahman means viprate sutram eva hi. That is also predicted. That if you get one sutra, one thread, one paiswat, and get it on your body, then you become a Brahman. No, that is not. Brahman is a qualification. Sattva, sama, dhamma, tithi, karjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhav. So, these things are being lost. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, practically everyone is a sudra, potita adham, adham, naradhama. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, navāga duṣkitinam mūrhā prapadyante navāga. Because people at the present moment are very, very low grade, nijyati, nishsangi, fallen and naradhama. The same thing is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, navāga duṣkitinam mūrhā prapadyante naradhama. Those who are narada, lowest of the mankind, and very, very sinful, duskriti, murha, naskal, they do not surrender to Krishna. So to surrender to Krishna requires little qualification, and that qualification Sanatana Goswami wanted, and therefore he has approved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can follow his footprint. He is an acharya, but it is essential. Essential. Don't be assured that you are very highly elevated person without Krishna consciousness. Everyone, this is a challenge. everyone is low-born, everyone is niche and badly associated, fallen at the lowest of mankind. Thank you very much.